This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ba'd. A day we are all preparing for is the day of judgment and the day where we stand in front of our Lord. Allah Rabbul Izzah describing this difficult day in the Quran states, وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً. The day where we remove the mountains and the earth is left barren, prominent, flat, and the hadith say, stretching white. So imagine this reality on this earth. Flat, barren, white land. And then, وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ. Then humankind are resurrected. The verse of the Quran, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. When the earth starts to shake. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And the earth brings forth the burden it was carrying, as in the bodies of all the ones that have been deceased and buried inside it. And you're resurrected like that. In the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hufatan, uratan, ghurula, barefooted, naked, uncircumcised. And as you come up from the graves in this new land, you're covered by darkness. And then you look up and you see formation after formation of angels come down, one after the other, and they form a line. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفَّا لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ. The day where Jibreel and the angels stand in a straight line, in one line, no one is uttering a word. So angels come like this, and then the Hamalatul Arsh come, those that carry the throne of the Dhul Arsh al-Majid and Fa'alul Lima Yurid. Such a splendid creation that when humankind see them, they think that this is our Lord. So they say, are you our Lord? And they say, no, the Lord will come in a manner befitting His Majesty and in a time befitting His Majesty. And if you want, recite the verse. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ. And then that day, Jahannam will be brought. How? Jahannam will have 70,000 bridles to hold it, restrain it, control it. Each bridle held by 70,000 angels. And yet, when Jahannam sees humankind, it hisses and fumes towards them. Angry, because that day the Lord of Jahannam is angry. In this climate of fear, the books are delivered. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. And the books are cast. And it comes, and you receive it either in your right hand in front of you, or in your left hand and behind you. So, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. And the sinners, and we're all sinners, they will look through the account and they say, what type of a book is this? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. It doesn't miss anything small, nor does it overlook anything big. Not a jot, nor an iota is missing. Every breath I have taken is recorded. With this type of a book in your hand, you will go to give account to your Lord. Like a book that captures your every breath. And now you go to the Lord of the heavens and earth and forget about the punishment. Like, that is the next level. But even if there was no punishment, just the disappointment of the Lord, is that not sufficient? But in that day, Allah Rabbul Izzah talks about a special category of people who Allah Rabbul Izzah says will have an easy account. قال تعالى فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فسوف يحاسب حسابا يسيرا. Whoever's given his book in his right will have an easy account. What is an easy account? So the Prophet told us, Allah make me and you of those who enter Jannah without any account, Ya Rab, and without any حساب وعذاب. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that Allah Rabbul Izzah will bring a servant close whose book is given in his right. He will bring him near and he will place around him kanafa, a sitrul rahma, a partition, a cover of mercy. And so now he is hidden from all the rest of the creation and he is in the presence of his Lord alone. So Allah Rabbul Izzah tells him, my servant, do you remember إِذْ فَعَلْتَ كَذَا وَكَذَا فِي يَوْمٍ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Do you remember when you committed this sin on this day and you committed this sin on this day? And the servant says, I do, Ya Rab, I do, Ya Rab. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, do you remember this sin on this day and this sin on this day? And the servant says, I do, Ya Rab, I remember that sin, Ya Rab. And Allah Rabbul Izzah mentions the sins and the man thinks he is ruined. Like the Lord, the one that is taking account, knows all the sins, all my blemishes and mistakes and faults and flaws. I am exposed and I am done. And then the merciful Lord says, وَلَكِنِّي سَتَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. But I covered you, concealed you, hid your sin in the world so that other people didn't become aware of it. You didn't fall in the tongues of men. وَأَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمِ. And go, I have forgiven this for you today between me and you. This is, dear ones, a sign of the mercy of the Lord. And may Allah Rabbul Izzah shower us, engulf us, protect us in His mercy. And as I say, may Allah Rabbul Izzah take us to Jannah without hisab or adab. And if hisab comes, may Allah Rabbul Izzah give us this hisab. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells our mother Aisha, مَن نُوقِشَ الْحِسَابَ عُذِّبْ. Whoever Allah Rabbul Izzah accounts with, as in challenges, holds to task equal for equal, that person will be destroyed. How do you survive a day if Allah Rabbul Izzah were to hold account? How do you repay a single favor? And a single sin is sufficient to destroy you. But out of the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzah, we ask that He give us an easy account, or better still, that Allah Rabbul Izzah take us through straight into Jannah without hisab or adab. May Allah Rabbul Izzah bless you and guide you and guard you. فَقُلْتُ مَا قُلْتُ إِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَإِن تَكُ سَيِّئَةً فَمِنْ نَفْسِي وَشَيْطَانِ وَسَلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.